Jacksonville party. Saturday, the Panthers were sorry. Sunday, there was no f***ing footy at all.
Yes, if you love your league, be here every Monday morning, 7 a.m. for the NRL recovery session.
And what a weekend of football. Cowboys 26 over the Broncos 20 and the Raiders 22 over the Penrith Panthers 12. We'll talk about the grand final qualifiers are going to happen this week in the second break. But firstly, Friday night, Cowboys and Broncos up against each other again and once again put on a game to remember. Broncos led 14-6, gentlemen, at half time. And when Corey Oates scored with not that long to go to lead 20-18, I thought they looked home. But then Taumalolo started punching through, and Thurston, on the back of that momentum, he just did the rest.
He sure did, and Thurston looked busted as well, and he still did it when he looked like he could hardly walk, MG. He was immense again on Friday night.
I honestly think that he's the best I've seen.
Best of all time.
I think so. Tough. I think so, Matty. I think he's...
Poor old Joey won't get me that. No. He'll rough. Sorry, Joey. He just woke up and said, someone just...
Yeah. I just the way he... That try he saved from the left-hand side of the field, he ran across and got involved. And I want to give a notable pat in the back to young Cohen Ness.
The big
rower who a couple of things he did in the game were really pivotal. And you mentioned Taumalolo.
Wow.
No coincidence, he's the best forward in the game at the moment.
It was really interesting watching the game because you're watching the warm-up, you know, similar to, you know, if you go to the races, you watch the horses going little trot around and, you know, and they're showing off and everyone's watching them. They had the experts saying, oh, this one's coat's glowing a little bit. If you watch the warm-up, you saw a Broncos side that were energised, bouncing out of their skin, talking, and you looked at a Cowboys side that I went, you looked at it and went, wow, they look really tired. And they played that way in the first half. But then with 20 minutes to go and Taumalolo came to life, boy, oh boy. He's the most destructive forward in the game, I think, maybe for the last 10 years.
I was trying to think of a comparison, and I couldn't. Sonny Bill Williams at his best, obviously, was different player to Sonny Bill, but this... Taumalolo's like a front rower slash second rower slash lock.
You know what he looks like, MG? He looks like an NFL player.
Yeah, he does.
How thick set
running backs.
Boys, do we like the new 5 minutes each way, extra time rather than golden point?
Yeah, I think I do. No problem at all there with that. And it seems to work. The crowd didn't seem to understand it, though. As soon as that try was scored, they were cheering as if they'd won it.
Even Anthony Milford, when he put the ball down, he turned around. A few of the Broncos just fell on their hands and knees and they had to pick him up and say, nah, the boys.
Yeah, we can still win this.
We can still win this game. Hey, how do we rate the Broncos season? Do we put it as a fail or a pass?
I think after last year's... I thought they were going to be the team to beat this year after being beat in the grand final. So I suppose it's a fail.
I think it probably is too. I think at the start of the year, if they said the Broncos are going to be finished sixth, I think they'd be immensely disappointed.
Yeah, definitely. I think they've underachieved and they had a great start to the season. Horrible run. And they started to come in a bit of form, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
But at the end of the day, if you're beaten in the grand finalists, you don't make the grand final or the game to get in the grand final, it can only be a fail.
Raiders 22 over the Panthers 12 at GAO Stadium. Raiders' weakness, it's fair to say, if it's fair to call it a weakness, it is, the fact that when sides attack them through the middle, it knocks their big forwards out. Now, the Penrith side went there, and it just kept going. And suddenly at the 58-minute mark, it's like the middle defence just collapsed. And MG, at 18-12, I thought they were going to win the football game.
Oh, yeah, I think they did too. Look, the first half was all Raiders. Too big, too strong, too fast. But as soon as Penrith started to play their own game plan, they got back in the game. And I couldn't agree more. That 18-12, I thought, here we go.
Blake Austin was fantastic back from the hand injury, scoring an important try. And Josh Hodgson, I mean, I don't know how he played with the ankle, but also it's come out that he was suffering. He was in bed for most of the week with a stomach virus. Incredible performance to get out there.
How tough is that bloke?
He's good, isn't he?
You know, he's got to be close to the player of the year.
I think he has, but I mean... He got a suspension, which he gets 3 points taken off, which might count against him in a close call. But, geez, I tell you what, he's been the most influential player of the year. MG, the Panthers season.
Oh.
Fail or pass, I think it's without saying. It's got to be a pass.
I think it's a pass with finishing fifth. Blooded a couple of new young blokes with Cleary and even Leilani Latu, young Fisher Harris.
Yeah.
I think it's been a good success. I can't wait for 2017.
Broncos player of the year, I think it goes without saying, it's Anthony Milford.
Yep.
I think he was as important to that side as Langer was during the 90s of those great teams. What about the Penrith player of the year, MG? Who do you think it was?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I think probably Moylan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Moylan, especially after Origin, he kind of went to the next level. Yeah.